I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. The Carolina Chocolate Drops began as a seminal African-American group that revived the old-time string band tradition of the Piedmont, where black performers were formative from the 19th century onward. The Chocolate Drops started out as the Sankofa Strings after meeting at the Black Banjo Gathering in Boone, North Carolina, 2005. They evolved over the next decade. Rhiannon Giddens trained formally in opera, played banjo and fiddle, and sang with her bandmates to growing audiences.
My grandmother, she had a collection of like jazz and blues records and singing along with the radio and, you know, always on that side of things, you know, but then we watched T-Hall every Saturday night, you know? So I always consider myself kind of a hybrid. You have this urbane African-American woman and then is now living still in the country, but has all of these, you know, furniture from Europe and all of these like records, and then still got to watch T-Hall every week. Of the Southern experience is that it's far more complicated and it's far more, you know, mixed in terms of what people listened to and what people played.
Well, when you talk about the mix, I mean, we think of the Piedmont, I think, as a place where there's always been African-American farmers and town folk and mingling. So there, it seems to me this exchange is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like it's not a utopia. I mean, there's definitely racial tension like all over the place and places where whites and blacks wouldn't mingle and all that kind of stuff. But there were places where they would. And also being a mixed person, you know, myself, you know, even enhances that more because I really spent as much time with each family, you know, with my black family and my white family. So I don't really feel like one or the other, really. You know, I really feel Southern and I really feel Piedmontese and North Carolinian. Those are what I think of to describe myself, and rather than black or white or colored or mixed or whatever, because really it's the culture and the culture goes across those lines.
When do you get aware of the Piedmont soundscape in terms of the stuff that Sankofa Strings and then Chocolate Drops start doing?
I learned like folk revival stuff with my parents, like Peter, Paul, and Mary.
They were into that stuff.
They were hippies. Oh, yeah. They were super hippies. Absolutely. You know? I mean, why they would have even been open to marrying each other, you know, him being white and her being black, they're both being from the countryside, you know? And so when I came home after Oberlin, there was a couple of things that happened, you know? I started contra dancing. I heard a lot of old-time bands going to these dances and, you know, really started falling in love with the banjo. I've done all I can do to try get along with you. Still you're not satisfied. Oh, Ruby, Ruby, honey, are you mad at your man?
So you end up at this gathering for African-American banjo in, where's that, in Boone?
It was in Boone, called the Black Banjo Gathering, 2005. And when I went there, of course, that's where I met Dom Flemons, and that's where I met Justin Robinson.
The original Chocolate Drops.
I joined the Black Banjo Players Then and Now listserv, which served as a place to go without getting harassed so you could talk about the black origins of the banjo. Because when you went to the regular banjo listserv, it was very difficult to talk about African-American roots of the banjo without getting flamed.
On the other side of the ledger, you know, in African-American intellectual circles for many years, the banjo was not too cool.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I mean, our very first TV appearance was on the Tavis Smiley Show. And so we got on the stage and he was like, so, you know, you play fiddle and banjo, you kind of like the Ebony Hillbillies. I was so annoyed at that. And then that's the only black coverage we ever got. But like, here's our own music, our own history, and nobody's given us the time of day.
In the sort of the small string band setting, there is singing, of course, but there isn't the kind of, I will now step forward and sing the big song kind of thing. How does that feel for you in terms of just, you know, being the band, play the dance tunes. I mean, that seems like a little different kind of way of relating to what you're doing.
It is, and I'm really grateful for the time that I've done that. You know, I think as a singer, the most valuable thing that I have done is become an instrumentalist and become a band member, you know, for so long, where it wasn't about me and my pipes, it was about the music that we were doing, working together. And I'm always going to be a collaborator. I'm always going to be, you know, someone who was never going to want to be on stage by myself ever.
Well, the medals take me in the lane and I hit him in the head with a walking cane. I'm going to wear a starry crown on me.
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.